Hey there, welcome to the Dressage with Amelia podcast, where it's all about breaking things down and helping you learn to love your ride. I'm your host, Amelia Newcomb. These sessions are recordings from my Facebook Live, where I answer as many questions as I can from my audience. I hope you enjoy this episode where I answer your questions about dressage. Please help me out and share this with a friend who also rides horses. Good evening. Tonight we are talking about trot.
And the trot in sitting.
Sitting trot. How to get ready for the sitting trot. How to learn how to sit the trot. All those good things.
And that's what you can read everybody's name in the windows, but those are everybody's names.
Yes. So the sitting trot challenge officially starts May 1st. May 1st is already next Wednesday, which I find a little hard to believe. So the challenge officially starts May 1st. I made little sticky notes with everyone's names back here and stuck them up here, except not everyone, because I spent like half an hour doing it this morning and then I had to go to the barn. So if your name's up here, welcome to the Sitting Trot Challenge. And tonight we're going to be focusing on talking about why we sit the trot, how to get your horse ready for the sitting trot. I know a lot of you are feeling like maybe you're not quite ready to start sitting the trot. So we're going to be talking about how to get your horse ready to sit the trot. And there's also a lot of content about that inside the sitting trot challenge. And it's just going to be a very exciting month of activities inside the sitting trot challenge. Yes?
I'm with you. I had a thought a minute ago and then it went out of my head. So
plus we're giving away $10,000 to the top 10 transformations. So that's always fun to see everyone get super excited and work super hard on their riding. Okay. Joanne is part of the sitting trot challenge. Awesome. I will put the link in the description here for you if you want to join the sitting trot challenge. If you haven't yet, you can still join until next Wednesday. So we're going to talk about learning how to sit the trot. How did you learn how to sit the trot?
I got lunged. No stirrups, no reins, and lunged.
And how was that for you?
I was young. I didn't know any. I didn't have any thought. They told me to do it. I did it. So that's how it happened.
So you're just a natural.
What do you mean a natural?
Like it just came naturally to you.
I don't know that anything comes natural to anybody.
We all have to learn how to sit the trot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that book, the talent code.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, they go into great detail about it.
You don't 10,000 hours.
Yeah. We don't come from the netherworld and just gifted and off you go. Everybody works.
Yeah. No, that's true. I definitely struggled learning how to sit the trot. I had a horse named Achilles. That was my first horse. And he was a weird breed. He was like Hanoverian Arabian thoroughbred. He didn't have the best conformation and he had a very bouncy trot. So I remember there were some other girls, like young riders at my barn. And I felt like they had like the most beautiful position, this perfect sitting trot. It looked like they could sit the trot forever. And I, on the other hand, felt super discombobulated, like bouncing around, embarrassed. I hated sitting the trot. It didn't come naturally to me. I was not the most talented rider. I fell off a lot when I was first learning how to ride.
I jumped off at the first sign of trouble. I just leapt off the...
Okay, not recommended. Don't just leap off your horse at the first sign of trouble.
We used to teach that, the emergency dismount at the walk, at the trot, and the canter. We taught that until it became very litigious, and now there's problems with lawsuits. So we don't teach the emergency dismount anymore.
But the point is that no one's born knowing how to sit the trot. It's something that you have to learn. And that's part of why I created the sitting trot challenge, is to help you understand two things. Number one is how to get your horse ready to accept your seat in the sitting trot. So the first part of the sitting trot challenge isn't even about the sitting trot. It's about improving your trot so that your horse is round and using their back and using their top line. And then it's a lot easier to sit the trot.
Right. Hollow horses, there's no place to sit. You know, the strongest structure in the, is an arch. And so you can get the arch in the horse's back. There's somewhere to sit.
Is the strongest structure really an arch?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Interesting. But that makes sense, right? And it is a lot more comfortable when your horse's back is like round as opposed to like a sway back.
Right. If you just, it's just sitting in a manhole and getting jackhammered.
Yeah. So step one, get your horse forward and round. And there's a bunch of exercises to help you with your posting trot. There's different patterns to do in the trot. Bottom line is the better quality your trot, the better your sitting trot. So for me, I always like to do sitting trot at the end of the ride when my horse is really round and forward and through, because often if your horse is correct, then it's a lot less bouncy and less jarring to sit the trot.
Yeah, I do my warm up in the posting trot.
Yeah, always. Yeah. And then the second part of sitting trot is really understanding what all of your body parts should be doing in the sitting
trot. That's where it gets trickier. Now, that's why the other part where what you're saying is so important is if the trot is of quality and the horse is round, then the horse is doing the right thing. And so then it makes it easier for the rider. But if the horse is doing the wrong thing, then it's impossible.
Yes. But it's also every part of your body has to move with the horse. So your seat has to follow the saddle, your legs draped around, your ankles need to move, your elbows need to move. All of your joints in your body have to move to absorb the shock and to absorb the motion of the horse. And that's
and allow it to go.
Yeah. And allow it to go. So I made up some slides for tonight's Facebook Live since it's extra special. If you have any questions about the sitting trot, if you're struggling with something, if you're not ready to sit the trot, put your comments in the box and we will answer them. And let me pull up my slides. Hopefully I can find them about sitting trot. Okay, excellent. Hopefully everyone can now see my slides, which I think you can. So tonight we are talking about the sitting trot and okay. This is like a little weird because we have two screens going. Huh. So go ahead. Let me know in the chat what happens to you when you try to sit the trot. So your butt bounces. Your back hurts, you're gasping for air, you have unsteady contact, your legs grip, you feel embarrassed, self-conscious, your horse gets tense, hollow. What happens to you?
I'm trying to remember back. I was a child then, and mostly I was just tense, trying to stay on the horse because I hadn't figured out about how to keep my balance while we're moving through space. And so I was gripping, and that's what happened. You know, Trip would lunge me until I was so tired that I couldn't contract. And then I would soften. And in the moment that I released my body, then I would follow the rhythm. And that's how I learned to sit the trot.
Yeah. I think everyone goes through that phase of gripping because you feel like you're going to fall off. You feel like there's
right, so you're hanging on with your rein, which is why I didn't get stirrups or reins, because you want to hang on to that horse because you haven't yet learned or... No, you know, I didn't learn yet how to follow the rhythm and keep my balance.
Yeah. So it's totally natural to go through that phase. And it's
part of the learning curve.
Yeah, it's part of the learning curve. But one thing I've really tried to do inside of the challenge is break it down a little more and help you understand what your seat should be doing and how not to grip and all of those things that I feel like would have been really helpful to learn. I wish I had the sitting trot challenge when I was learning to sit the trot, because I think both of us kind of just learned the hard way, which is good.
Is there an easy way?
Well, I think it could be made easier for sure.
Has to be pain and suffering.
Okay. Sitting trot is never easy. I don't feel like sitting trot is a physical activity, right? It gets your heart rate up. It requires muscle strength and tone. But I do feel like once you find the motion and have the technique, it gets easier.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the canter is easier to follow along with than the trot because of the sequence of the footfalls. The 1-2-1-2, it's just.
Yeah. So Lynn wants to know, how long did your phase last?
6 months.
6 months. I don't even remember, but I'll tell you a funny story. When I was in Europe in February trying horses, I rode this one horse and he wasn't really through in his back, but oh my gosh, he was so bouncy. I like trotted him for 2 circles and I was like, I'm never going to be able to sit this horse's trot. I can't ride this horse. So yeah, I don't know if it ever totally goes away. But okay, so next question. When you sit the trot, your horse, what does your horse do? Your horse slows down, your horse hollows, your horse gets tense and rushes, your horse won't turn, your horse gets grumpy. What does your horse do? It depends on the horse.
When I sit the trot?
Yeah.
Well, now you mean?
Yeah.
At first, they slow down and they don't really come. I'm just thinking about green horses, right?
Yeah.
You know, you start off posting and they're going, and then you sit on them and they're like, hey, what?
Yeah.
And they have, there's that adjustment because they have to adjust for your balance. Yeah, they tend to slow down. And because of that, now they're not so maneuverable. And so yeah. I post and I sit and I post and I sit till the horse kind of gets used to it, builds up the muscle.
Yeah, but it does depend on the horse, because some horses, like hotter horses, will rush when they feel you sit, especially if they feel you bounce. They can, like Lori says, her horse tenses and rushes. So some horses tense and rush, other horses hollow. And I think there's very specific exercises that are good to introduce the sitting trot. And that's a big part of what's included in the challenge, is like, here's specific exercises that you should use for introducing the trot. There's different ways to introduce the sitting trot. And again, it's about getting your horse round enough and through enough, and then introducing, I always think it's about quality over quantity. So short spurts of sitting trot and then go posting. You don't want to just decide like, oh, Amelia said to sit the trot, so tomorrow I'm only going to sit the trot. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. And you know, when you do the posting trot, it helps the horse go a bit more forward and create a little more energy. And then there's a better place to sit.
Yes. Okay. So next question. Why do we even sit the trot at all? I mean, come on. Posting seems so much easier.
Yeah, but it isn't. I mean, it's easier to follow along, but it's not easy to influence your horse. You've got a lot. You have a greater ability to influence your horse
in sitting trot,
right? That's where you actually become a centaur. You and the horse are one, you're married through your seat, you feel his hind legs, he feels your weight, and you're one thing. That doesn't happen in the posting trot.
Right. Yeah. And I think horses also, they start to like that sense of security, and riders too. You know, when you can always feel your horse's back, it's an amazing feeling. Like a good sitting trot, when you feel super connected to the motion and you're able to go a little forward and collect and ride smooth transitions and stay in balance with your horse, that really is what sitting trot allows you to do. The other reason that sitting trot is super important is because of the timing of your aids. So in posting trot, you really can only put your leg on when your seat goes in the saddle. Do you agree?
Yeah, on the way up, right? You're down, and as you come up, that's when
you put your leg on.
Yeah.
And so because of that, you can't always apply your leg aid at the correct time that you need, which is why you usually sit the trot into canter, right?
Right.
Yeah. Because, so you can,
that gives you the chance to actually make the canter aid. Someone has a contact there, a comment there, right? If you post and sit and then go canter, now the sit becomes the canter aid, and it doesn't give you a chance to check the balance, make the supple, and ensure your strike off.
Right. But it is, if you're having trouble with your canter or if your canter transition, working on the sitting trot is going to really help with your canter transition, because it's going to allow you to apply your aid in the correct timing. And it's also going to help your seat to stay more connected, so that when your horse does pick up the canter, that they are right away, that your seat is there and connected. Oh, Jamie's here. She said she has trouble going from posting trot to sitting. Any tips for Jamie?
We'll work on that on Saturday.
Okay, here's my tip, Jamie, is that when you're going in posting trot, it feels slower than sitting trot because you're missing a beat. Because when you're going posting, you're going up, down, up, down, up, down. And when you go to sitting trot, it's down, 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 down,
right,
down.
It's everyone.
So you have to kind of speed up your brain. And when you're going from posting to sitting, you have to sit in double time. So because the point of posting is that you're avoiding one of the bounces. But when you go to sitting trot, now you're feeling all of the footfalls, the whole diagonal pair. And so that's a lot of times why when you go from posting to sitting trot, your horse slows down.
Right, because you can't get caught up to that tempo.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what else? Give clear and effective aid. So yeah, sitting trot is really helpful for leg yields and lateral work, because again, it allows you to put your leg aid on in the correct timing, and it really allows you to sit connected. And then of course, number four, sitting trot is required, second level and above.
Right, so it's a requirement.
So you have to sit the trot.
So you will sit the trot.
There was a huge debate about that a few years ago. There was like a big uproar in the judging community about people saying, well, you know, sitting trot should be optional, because what if you have an injury, or if you can't sit the trot, or if it's bad for your horse, right? Because it's not very comfortable for your horse if you're like bouncing on them.
Right, but that's bouncing. That's not a sitting trot.
Right. So anyways, the sitting trot is still required. It didn't get taken out. And you also have to sit the medium trots. Because I feel like sitting trot is a milestone in your development as a rider and also in your horse's training.
Right,
it's like,
speaks to your balance and the independent seat.
Yeah.
Right? You've shifted the weight. Because in the posting trot, you've got weight in the stirrups. That's how you get up. Right? And then when you sit the trot, now the weight is in the saddle and your legs are free to do aiding because they're no longer helping you get out of the saddle. Your seat is sitting. And now your legs are free to do what they need to do.
Yeah. And it also allows you to feel and stay more connected to your horse. It allows you to balance your horse more on the hind leg, because in posting trot, your weight is going more on your horse on the forehand. Because when you go up out of the saddle, you go slightly forward. So it puts more weight on the forehand of your horse. So there is a real reason why we sit the trot and why it is required. And yes, it is physical. I mean, this is a sport, right? It's an Olympic sport, and sitting trot does require a certain level of fitness and coordination and strength and balance.
Right.
All those things. So, and
the ability to align your body, know where your body is in space, move your body through space.
Yeah. And I do think that sitting trot, like, you should be working out and you should be exercising and doing things out of the saddle to improve your sitting trot. There's a whole fitness workshop that goes along with the sitting trot challenge where I teach specific exercises that you can do out of the saddle to target the muscles that you need to activate when you are sitting the trot. Because it's important that you understand what muscles you should be using to stay balanced in the saddle. So that's
so really
super
quick
important.
For, what is that? Lynn. No, this one.
Liliana. She says, I'm always losing my stirrups when I sit the trot.
My first thought is heels down, because it's the shock absorber.
Yeah. Heels down, if you're losing your stirrup, heels down, and make sure that your horse is in front of the leg.
Yeah, because if your upper body's forward, your heels are coming up, your foot's going to slide out every time. And then for Lynn, with how long for muscle memory to kick in? You know, it's different for everyone. Like I said, you know, I got lunch for 6 months before I got reins and they turned me loose in the arena. So the only thing you can do to change a behavior is what the second part of that, which is I have to think of the motion each beat. Right. That's what you do until you do something else and you forget it. Then you got to go back to it.
Yes. And
change happens a millimeter at a time.
And there's also things that you can do to maximize your time in the saddle, like visualizing the sitting trot, exercising, working out those muscles, joining the sitting trot challenge. Because again, the more that you're watching videos, and one thing I'm going to do for those of you who have already joined the sitting trot challenge, next Wednesday night, I'm doing a big webinar about the trot. And I have a bunch of really cool videos that show the trot motion and that really show what your body should be doing to follow that motion. And having kind of that visual picture in your mind, that is really helpful as well to help you feel the muscle memory. So make sure to come to the webinar next Wednesday night.
Okay. What is that? 5 local?
5 p.m.
Pacific Standard.
Yes. So posting versus sitting trot. When do you post? When do you sit?
Me personally?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I do my posting trot in my warmups. I'll do my posting trot if I'm trying to figure out if my horse is lame. I'll switch posting and see if it's the
same.
Well,
that's a good one.
And at that point, yeah. And then on my greener horses, when I do my stretchy circles, sometimes I'll just do a light 2-point, you know, let them go forward, but pretty much covers it.
Yeah. And I definitely posting trot in the warm up. I always like to canter my horses before I do the sitting trot. So I kind of save the sitting trot for the end of the ride. But again, it kind of depends on the horse. Some horses are super smooth, like Mercurio, the great Andalusian I ride. He's like really smooth and easy to sit. Other horses are really bouncy. So there is like a little bit of a something to consider there. One thing that I also do a lot is I alternate between posting and sitting. So I'll like go posting trot and then sit. But then if I feel that my horse is slowing down or I've lost the connection, I'll go back to rising trot again.
Yeah, I do that for standard exercise. Like I'll go shoulder in halfway down the long side. And then lengthen and straighten simultaneously for the rest of the long side, just to reestablish that energy and then sit at the end and come back to the shoulder in and try and keep a little bit more forward.
Yeah.
In my lateral movements that way.
So there's a time and a place for both. There's a time to post. There's a time to sit. There's a time to alternate a little bit. And again, it's all about developing your balance and your independent seat. I think that's, you know, the biggest thing.
That's the biggest thing, right? It's not that one is better than the other. It's that the sitting trot opens a door to a lot more riding.
Yeah. Okay. Biggest mistakes we see in sitting trot.
And then mine is the people who sit too stiff, try to sit too still, and then they're bouncing like a basketball. They just, oh, I'm going to sit still. And they're so tense. They're so tight that they're not supple enough to follow the rhythm. And so then they're just kind of like a jackhammer.
But that's the hard part, because when you see a really good rider sitting the trot, you're like, oh my gosh, they look like they're sitting so still.
Right. Because we move a lot.
It's the illusion of stillness.
Right.
Because you're moving with.
Yeah, that's the key. You're moving with the horse. So the horse and you are doing the same thing. And so you look still.
Sitting the trot before your horse is ready. That's another big one. And again, it's super important that you really get your horse round and through and over their back and then sit the trot. And a big part of what's inside the challenge is that piece of it, is getting your horse ready to sit the trot. And then really feeling like if you go to sit the trot and your horse gets hollow or tense or stiff, fix it. Go back to rising trot, fix it, and then sit again. Because you don't want to
keep practicing bad.
Yes. You do not want to keep practicing bad. Another one is bad rider position. So if you're watching, you can see these two photos here. The photo on the left, I'm obviously tipping way forward. I'm looking down, my heels are up. In the other one, I'm riding in a chair seat. So it's super important that you have the correct alignment, ear, shoulder, hip, heel, and that you're in neutral spine. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to sit the trot and it's going to hurt your back. Like if your back hurts when you're trying to sit the trot, it's because you're not in the correct alignment.
Right. You don't have your neutral spine.
Yeah.
You're just not over yourself. And so then you've got muscles holding together and things are straining and all like that there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that the one on the left is the one I see more often.
Leaning forward.
Because, you know, yeah. When we're afraid, we get fetal.
Yeah, I agree.
And no human ever thinks, oh, I'm going to expose the pink soft underbelly. I'm on my horse and I'm going to expose myself and it's going to be safer. It's actually true. It's actually what we need to do. But when we're nervous or scared, we want to get fetal. And so the one on the left is the one I see more often.
Okay, so let us know in the chat if you tend to tip forward. Or if you tend to ride in a chair seat, and we'll see if Herman is right, that we see more tipping forward than leaning back. Liliana says her horse is still not round. So yes, keep working on the roundness. Keep working on getting your horse supple. So lots of circles, lots of bending lines. It's really important that you get the lateral suppleness first and then work on... Once your horse is bending, it's going to be easier for them to get round. Oh, and my fourth reason there was giving up. I think often riders just kind of give up, and we don't want you to give up, right? We want you to learn how to sit the trot, and you can.
Yeah.
Don't give up. You can do it.
What one man can do, another man can do. There was I can't remember the movie, but the movie was pretty bad. It had a big bear in it and whatever.
I have no idea.
But he said that it was the only redeeming quality about that movie.
But that really is a big reason to join the challenge, is because it's a commitment. It's a commitment to consistency. It's a commitment to your riding and to your education. And the challenges are always really fun. We've already seen in the Facebook group, like, just everyone posting about, you know, their excitement to work
on
something.
You need to be inspired, right?
Yes.
You want to, right? You got to be motivated. And when you see things that interest you, it's easier than to get up and let's go do this thing, because there's some hoo-ha about it.
Yeah. And it's also important to get the help you need, to get the education, because we didn't learn to sit the trot alone. We had trainers that were helping us and that were reminding us of our position and helping our horses. And that's super important. You can't do this stuff alone because it's just way too hard.
That's where I got my yelling technique. I was yelled at a lot.
Oh, that's helpful. Good thing you're just on a computer now, so.
Yes.
Okay. So,
well, I was thinking about that with the giving up stuff. You yell at them until they keep going.
Okay. So I know a lot of people were saying, well, they want to join the sitting trot challenge, but they're not ready to sit the trot. So the entire first part of the sitting trot challenge is about getting your horse ready and getting yourself ready to sit the trot. So focusing on the walk, focusing on your posting trot, focusing on your warm up, getting your horse in front of the leg, getting your horse round, leg yield staircase. I also just added 5 of my favorite posting trot exercises. So there's a ton of content in there that's like, here's what you need to do in order to get ready for the sitting trot. And I think that riding is always about the basics. Like, it's always about going back, making things more simple, and then working towards whatever it is you want to achieve, whether it's the sitting trot or shoulder in
or
leg yield.
Yeah. It's just learning.
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I'm going to be doing a webinar about improving your trot next week. We'll be doing live Q&A sessions. I think we're doing them like 3 times a week in the Facebook group. I'll probably con Herman into helping me with some of those. There's a workbook and a journal. So we've created these really awesome planning workbooks and planning journals, calendars to keep you accountable for your progress during the sitting trot challenge. And we're also doing a cool paper clip accountability jar. That's why I had you get those paper clips.
I remember that.
So basically you put a paper clip in the jar every day that you do your exercises or your sitting trot or whatever. It's just a fun way to stay motivated. We're going to be doing mini challenges. There's lifetime access to all the content. So it's just going to be a super time. Oh yeah. $10,000 we're giving away to the top 10 transformations. So basically, if you want to enter into the challenge, what you do is you film yourself sitting the trot. You go posting trot, sitting trot, posting trot, sitting trot at the beginning and at the end of the challenge. And then we look at hundreds of videos and select the top 10 transformations. And then we split up the $10,000 among the top 10. So you don't have to participate in the challenge, but it does make it really fun and encouraging.
Yeah, a little more motivating with the money.
Yes. So, and it's always fun. I interviewed earlier this week, I interviewed some of our past winners, and it was super fun to like hear from them and hear about their experience and just how exciting the challenge was and how much progress they made because they had that motivation and they were working towards a clear goal. So these are some of the people who've already joined the challenge. I think we have a mother-daughter pair inside the challenge. We have this photo here on the left is actually from the clinic I did in Utah last weekend, which was kind of fun. That was Jenny and Jan. So they're going to be joining us in the challenge. And it's just going to be a super, super fun time. So if you haven't yet, let me stop this screen sharing. So if you haven't joined yet, we'll put the link in the chat for you to join the challenge. If you join, I'll put your name back here on a sticky note. I think we have a bunch of sticky notes. Are you going to help me make sticky notes?
What's the right answer?
Yes. You're going to help me put names on sticky notes.
The names you can't read would be the ones that I wrote.
We're going to put them up there. So here's a funny story. I have note to self. If you're going to buy sticky notes, don't buy the cheap brand off of Amazon because I tried to stick these up there and they were all falling down. So you have to actually purchase the Post-it note brand in order for them to stick up there. Don't try to buy the cheap Amazon.
The aftermarket. I don't think you're allowed to badmouth other companies.
Okay. But yeah, I was trying to stick the names up there and they were literally falling down while I was doing a Facebook Live. And yes, Levi is going upside down. So if you sign up during this call, we'll put your name up there. So let me see who signed up during the call so far. Okay, we have Aaron. Are you going to write Aaron's name? And we can put it on the wall. Aaron, E-R-I-N. I think she's watching. Let me see who else has signed up for the sitting trot challenge.
I'm going to go with Heather and the jelly beans.
You're going to put Heather in there? All right.
No. I said I'm going to do it with jelly beans instead of paperclip.
Oh, jelly
beans seems better.
Yeah. Someone said they were going to do cookies in their accountability jar, but I don't know. You might end up eating your cookies.
That's why.
I definitely would.
You sit the trot, you get a cookie.
You sit the trot, you get a cookie. Yes. No, Levi is super comfortable. That is how he likes to sleep sometimes. He sleeps upside down. Okay. We have a new enrollment in our sitting trot challenge. So we'll see if we have enough people sign up that they cover up my horses. I don't know. That could be like a metaphor for this month that I'll be so busy teaching online that my horses will get neglected.
She is signed up through Strides.
Yes. Right? So everyone in Strides gets automatic enrollment into the Sitting Trot Challenge. That's one of the big perks of Strides. So welcome all our Strides members. If you're in Strides, though, invite your friends to join. There's a coupon code to get your friends $10 off. So that would really help us out if you invite your friends to join the Sitting Trot Challenge. And also check out the fitness bonus because I did make a separate workshop that has like a bunch of fitness exercises. And I've been religiously going to the gym, getting stronger, getting my right leg stronger. So, oh, we had someone else sign up. Steph. S-T-E-P-H. Steph signed up for the sitting trot challenge. By the way, I didn't put everyone's names up here yet. I spent like 30 minutes doing it this morning and then I had to go to the barn. So we may have a fun project for this afternoon.
When you say we,
So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for all of your awesome questions, and I hope you learned something new from listening. If you're new to the podcast and you'd like a question answered on a future one, get in touch on Facebook through Amelia's Dressage Club, Instagram at Amelia Newcomb Dressage, or YouTube at Amelia Newcomb Dressage, and mark the question for the live sessions. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like it, please share it, review it, and tune in again next week. Thanks so much and happy riding. Me. And it was funny. I was doing all the exercises and I was like, these exercises are great, but sitting trot is like doing all of these exercises at the
right.
same time.
And I remember Albrecht saying you can cross train and you can do it, but there's nothing like being on the horse. I mean, you can get fitter so you don't get so tight, but the little tiny muscle groups that we use to ride.
Yeah.
Nothing's mimicking that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll put the link there also if you want to join the fitness bonus. And Jane says I would benefit from a stretchy circle challenge. Oh, that's a really good idea.
Sure.
I like that, a stretchy circle challenge. There's so many cool things. I mean, we have a lot of exciting things coming up. I'm not going to give anything away, but we have a lot coming up this summer to keep you inspired. And it's just important to make that commitment to your horses and to your riding, because the truth is you never know what will happen. And if you're able to ride and if your horse is sound, now's the time.
Go.
Yeah. Because it's, I mean, I think we both know that. We've both had a hard time lately with our horses, and it's always something that you take for granted when everything's going well. And then when either injured or your horse is injured, it's, it goes away very quickly. Emerson, will I be attending the Horse Expo? Yes, I will be at the Horse Expo this year. That is in June. It's going to be a busy spring. I've taught 3 clinics so far this month, which is just insane. And I have I have a clinic this weekend. And I have 2 more in May. So doing lots and lots of clinics.
We'll be working.
Yes. So, all right, everyone.